Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Mike Blom, Product Owner at Asset Bank. Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Yes. We're going to be talking about digital asset management, and marketing today. We have talked about it before. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the product owner at a company called Bright Interactive, and we've got a product called Asset Bank, which is a digital asset management product. And yeah, we're based in Brighton, and we have a nice office in the North Lanes, which I'm sure you're familiar with. You're from Brighton as well, right?
I am from Brighton. I am familiar with the North Lanes. It's a very nice area.
Yeah, it's nice for lunch. So my role in the business as product owner is actually a term that's related to Scrum and Agile. But for people who wouldn't be familiar with that sort of methodology, a product owner is basically a product manager. So it's essentially somebody in the business who is trying to ensure that the product you're developing is actually delivering value to customers. So I'm working with customers, I'm working with the developers, I'm working with the various other teams, the marketing team, and trying to make sure that we're all moving in a direction that's actually serving our customers and ultimately making the product successful.
Yeah. So I think best start off with just giving us a sort of an overview of a digital asset management, or DAM, D-A-M, as a concept. Then tell us about some of the clients you're working with, or some of the sorts of clients that you're working with.
Yeah, sure. So I think the first thing to start with is you know, what's a digital asset? Mm. And really the simplest definition, you know, a digital asset is any digital file that has some value to your organization. So, you know, that could be anything really. It's often things like photos or videos or, you know, design documents, marketing documents, PDFs. It really can be anything that you think is of value to your organization in a digital format. So that's kind of basically what a digital asset is. And DAM, or digital asset management, is really a term that's associated with the kind of management processes that surround digital assets. So you can kind of think of it as a life cycle. You create your digital assets, whether that be, you know, taking photographs or doing designs in Adobe, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then you then need to store, and you need to kind of add metadata and archive your, or put your asset into a structure that is going to be easy accessible in the future. So something that you can basically access your assets over time. Mm. And then once you've actually got your assets securely in this platform, you then want to be able to distribute those assets and reuse them and kind of get value out of your assets, leverage them for your various activities. And then often, you know, the end of this life cycle is that you'll be wanting to archive these assets, you know, and put them somewhere maybe for long-term storage or something like that.
Yes.
So digital asset management really is just a term that spans that kind of life cycle of a digital asset. And obviously, you know, if you add an S on the end, you know, DAM S, you've got basically software that supports various stages of that life cycle.
And what sort of clients are you working with?
Well, we mostly work with medium to large organizations. So, you know, we've got 20 of the FTSE 100, I think, we're currently working with. So some very big companies there. But we've also got a lot of companies who are kind of, you know, 50 employees plus, sort of medium to large. I think that that's, and we'll probably talk about this some more, but I think that in terms of your, you know, a company's DAM needs, I think that basically when you get to a certain size, it becomes a lot more important that you have a good DAM process in place, because you're tending to spend a lot of money on this management of digital assets at that point. But in terms of the sectors we work in, you know, we have quite a broad range, because really you're talking about working with any organization that has a marketing team is the kind of primary driver for DAM.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could be a charity, it could be academic institutions, lots and lots of commercial application, you know, commercial businesses. Like I said, we've got 20 of the FTSE 100. So it's kind of pretty much every organization you can think of. We're working with somebody in that area.
Now, I know you work with a lot of online retail companies, don't you? I'm particularly interested in the DAM challenges, if that's a phrase, the DAM challenges that they would face.
Yeah, I mean, I think that DAM in general, you see the same recurring themes in DAM, you know, and different types of companies and different sort of contexts have slightly different challenges, but a lot of the time they're very similar. And I think, you know, they're mostly around trying to get the maximum value from your assets. Mm. So when you think about online retailers or retailers in general, to be fair, I think something that comes up quite a lot is this concept of kind of managing your product images and some kind of core marketing materials that are related to products. And, you know, often these companies will spend a lot of money taking these photo product images, developing these kind of core marketing materials, and then wanting to distribute those to some core partners, for example, retail partners or other, you know, online marketing partners and so on. Mm. And they're often wanting to put those assets at multiple places within their own business. So, for example, it's quite common that you might have, you know, a microsite for a particular product that you're going to launch or, you know, some other online activity that you're doing. And so you want to be able to reuse these assets as simply as possible to get the maximum value from, you know, for your investment. And I think that those are the types of things that we see often with, you know, online retail companies trying to see how they can easily get these assets into the various locations that they need in order to leverage value from them.
It's funny, actually, because when you were talking earlier and you were describing what a digital asset is, the first thing that came to my mind was, ooh, all the photos on my card in my camera. And it made me think, actually, I mean, there are other sectors. I mean, things like the travel industry, presumably, you know, they have a lot of sort of images and things that probably would have been quite costly to create, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, travel's another example. Yeah, the sort of quality of images that some travel companies are producing, you know, for their product. You know, and I always think of some clients that I work with, just incredible, you know, exotic kind of photographs taken on location in, you know, the Caribbean or wherever it might be. And, you know, they do invest in those images because it's kind of, you know, it's how they represent their product. And again, they're wanting to get the maximum value. If you're spending a lot on a custom photo shoot, you know, in the Caribbean, you're going to want to get the maximum value out of that. And so it's about how do you make those images accessible to the right groups of people and also make sure that those people can get those images in a type of format that's going to work for them. So, yeah. You know, we talked about it a bit before about it, but a lot of digital asset management is about ensuring that the process for accessing and reusing these assets is really, really simple and really, you know, basically efficient and cost effective. So if you've got, you know, various retailers or online retailers who are selling your travel products and they're all coming and emailing you and saying, I want an image of, you know, a beach in Barbados or whatever it is, it doesn't take long before those little transactions, those responding to emails, you know, sending, every email requires going and finding the asset and sending it to somebody and potentially cropping it and all those types of things.
Yeah.
That really quickly adds up to be very expensive for your business. And so DAM comes in there to, a DAM system can really help streamline that because you can provide, you know, these users with access to the system. They can search, find things that are available that you've already approved that they can use, and then they can download them. They can maybe crop them as part through the tool and just get it in the format that they want. So they can really just get their job done quickly and you're getting value out of that asset.
I mean, it's a huge area, isn't it? I know that it's very, because I've delved into the technicalities of this to a certain degree. And I know it's things like storage media, isn't it? If you look at internally what you guys have to do. I mean, there must be hundreds of thousands of businesses out there that are storing, I don't know, archived stuff on DVDs, for example. They don't last forever, do they?
No, that's it. I mean, I think, you know, it feels like at the moment there's an increasing number of people who are basically sitting on or accumulating a very large amount of content right now. You know, if you think about how easy it is to produce content, particularly things like photographs and videos, and how much content is being produced, it just gets to the point where you can't keep that amount of data, you know, sitting around on hard drives, plugged into your laptop or, you know, it gets very difficult to manage and to efficiently gain access to that data.
Yeah.
So having a DAM, so with DAM systems, what people are often doing now is using cloud storage. It's a great, you know, solution because it scales infinitely, essentially.
Yes.
So you just keep putting more and more data in there and it just scales and you don't need to worry about plugging in different drives and all the rest of it. So yeah, that is a real challenge. And, you know, different organizations have different needs. Some people just don't want to use the cloud. Some people, you know, really need to have on-site storage for various reasons. So, you know, there's kind of different requirements out there, but definitely the amount of data that's being produced now, I think it's just, digital asset management is really coming to the forefront now.
Yeah, I was going to say, because over the last few years, it must have risen exponentially, the sort of the need for this sort of thing. And you mentioned cloud storage, actually, because I'm thinking of things like, is it Amazon Glacier, the one where it's sort of designed for long-term storage? The actual storage is quite cheap, but the access is a bit more expensive. Is that how it works?
There's a bunch of different solutions. So Amazon S3 is the kind of standard cloud storage offering from Amazon. But if you want to, you know, if you want to archive your material, so you want to make sure it's being backed up and it's safe, but you don't necessarily need to access it very frequently, then you push it from S3 into Glacier, as you say. And Glacier is kind of a very, you know, it's you put it in there, and then if you need to thaw it out, as they say, it takes a little bit longer, but that's okay because you're probably not going to need to do it very often. So you can use the two things in combination. Actually, we do that. So we will often put stuff into Amazon S3 and then sort of archive things off into Glacier as needed.
So I'm just thinking, I mean, when would a company need sort of DAM software? What's the usual sort of phases or the evolution of consciousness of digital assets that they normally go through?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. I was thinking about that before we started the podcast, and I think it's different for everyone, but I think the common thread is that there's some kind of threshold beyond which it's just no longer cost effective to manage your assets in a simplified way. So to give you an idea, I think a lot of people historically have had network drives. So for example, if you're a one-man band or you're just a very small company, you might have network drives that you plug in, or you might have external hard disks that you're plugging in, you're storing your assets on. You might move on to using Dropbox or, you know, Google Docs or something like that. It's very common. But there comes a time where you're getting a sufficient volume of requests for this information that it using those tools just doesn't quite cut it. You know, it's you have to, you know, you need to know, have an intimate knowledge of the organization in Dropbox, or you need to know which disk it's on and all the rest of it. And it comes a point where you want a nice, simple central repository that you can just go straight into, have a really powerful search interface. You know, you can add keywords and metadata to make it really, really easy to kind of find your content. And then you can actually share it with the customers directly, or the people that you're working with. You know, it could be a design agency you're working with and they keep asking for these various things. You know, it could be another third party that you're working with and you want to share the data with. Maybe you want to show some work that you're doing. So I think there's no sort of finite point, but I think generally companies will start off with using things like shared drives and Dropbox, but they will grow. And as they do, they'll reach a point where DAM just makes sense to them.
Yeah,
and they'll often come to us at that point.
Well, Mike, thanks for coming on and sharing that with us. It's fascinating, an increasingly important area, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely, like I said, it really feels like there's a real explosion of data being generated at the moment, and I think that's forcing more and more people to really look at how they're dealing with their digital assets and really setting up robust kind of DAM systems to manage it.
So, how can our listeners find out more about you and more about Asset Bank?
So you can go to our website, which is just assetbank.co.uk, all one word, or you can just Google Asset Bank, or you can Google digital asset management just to find out more about the subject in general. There's a lot of material online about it, as you said, because it's becoming so popular. There's a lot of other vendors as well, so they can just go and have a look on and see what's out there.
Thanks, Mike. So thanks for listening, everyone. You'll find the show notes in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/impodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, and we'd love some reviews. So if you're up for a review, please go ahead and give us hopefully a good review. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod, spelled out fully, Dr. Pod, on Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you want to get in contact with us, two ways to do that. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk, or there's the telephone hotline if you want to leave a question, and we'll do a questions and answers. +44 1273 256 150. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Mike.
See you later, guys. Thanks.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.